Chapter 12.
Now, why didn't I think of that? Ruth tapped furiously on the iPad. I should have known to look for Olive's fan club page. Well, you can't think of everything. Nan's pretended she was studying her nails. That's my job. Yep, here it is. Ruth slid the iPad around. The page banner showed a sampling of Olive's books, along with a picture of her. The posts were filled with sightings of Olive and some selfies from the four ladies who had been in Lexi's bakery. Look, this is her assistant. Helen pinched her fingers together over one of the photographs and pulled them apart to enlarge it. The photograph was of a woman with blonde hair like Olive, large sunglasses, and a scarf wrapped around her blonde hair, obscuring part of her face. She does look like Olive, Ruth said. But it says below this is Connie, Lexi said. The ladies at the bakery said she has Connie stand in for her sometimes when she doesn't want to go to events. Nan's brows mashed together. Really? You don't think that could be Connie in the Paris picture, do you? Ruth shook her head. No, look. Here is a picture of Olive with Connie. They don't look that much alike when looking at their faces straight on. It's only at a distance, with the scarf obscuring her face. Lexi studied the picture. Sure enough, the two women were similar, but the picture of Olive that Rupert had on his phone definitely was not Connie. Well, this is confusing, Ida said. Is Olive in France or is Connie in France? It could be, but no one is in France, Ruth said. Look, to show you how easy it is to Photoshop, I have taken the liberty of sending Mona to China. Ruth tapped on the iPad and brought up a picture of Nan standing on top of the Great Wall of China. It looked pretty good. But on close inspection, Lexi could tell it was faked. This is okay, Ruth, but anyone who gives it a good gander can tell that you messed with it, Ida said. Well, sure they can. Ruth took the iPad back and scowled at Ida. This was just a quick thing I did up. Besides, we didn't get a good gander at Rupert's. For all we know, it was just as unprofessional. I merely wanted to illustrate what is possible. Okay. So, this doesn't get us any further than we were yesterday. Except now, we know a little bit more about Olive's assistant. Nan's got a whiteboard marker, went to the whiteboard, jotted something down, and then turned to Ruth. Did you do any research on her? Ruth looked pleased. As a matter of fact, I did. Connie has been Olive's assistant for quite a few years now. They work together closely, and she lives here in town. If Olive met with foul play, I think it would be only a matter of time before Connie realized something was amiss. Unless Connie is in on it, Ida suggested. Right. So far, we've just been going on the assumption that it's Rupert and the sister. Maybe it's Rupert and Connie, Nan said. Or Connie and the sister, Helen added. The ladies that came to the bakery did say that they'd only seen the sister leave the house. I guess she drives a little white Fiat, Lexi said. Oh, and Rupert went out and got some building stuff for the gazebo, but not Olive. They haven't seen her all week. Well, that's new information, Nan said. And they seem to think the Fiat has been at the house all week, Lexi said. Meaning that Susan has been there since Olive was murdered, Ida said. Right. With Olive out of the picture, Rupert and Susan are free to do as they please, Helen said. But there is one thing that bothers me still. Nan stood at the whiteboard studying the clues. If Rupert and Susan killed Olive because they were having an affair, then what is the deal with the cashier's checks? Something else is going on here.
The plot thickens, Ruth said. A simple affair might not be the only motive. Or maybe it has nothing to do with the affair and everything to do with money.
A doorbell chimed inside Ida's purse, and all heads swiveled toward it. Must be my phone. Ida rummaged in the purse and pulled out an iPhone, her face collapsing into a frown. She looked up at them with serious eyes.
It's Jason. He needs the drone for Tuesday. Ladies, we have a priority one mission.